You have to decide what type of program you're going to work. The Bible tells us to be in the world, but not of the world. It tells us don't transform, don't conform to the pattern of the world. A lot of people, hey, so-and-so, what do you need most in your life? I just need peace and I just want to be happy. None of their actions, Jeff, reflect them wanting peace and them wanting to be happy. We're going to get to a good part of this. Then because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. I'm going to read that one more time. Open up your heart. Get it good and open. Let that word come up in there. I'm going to read this verse one more time. Then because you belong to Christ Jesus, God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. Can you have peace in a storm? Yes, you can. Is it available to you every single time? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. To the point where God describes in His Word, there's a place of peace that nobody can understand could be flowing in your life. And this peace, I love this part of this verse, you could literally feed your spirit on the Word of God every single day, every moment. And this peace will control the way that you think and feel. The peace will. Isn't that beautiful, Jill? I say this almost every single Sunday. Feelings are not facts. I'm going to read this verse to you again. Why am I repeating myself? Because I want you to get this in your spirit so you can live off of it. God will bless you with peace that no one can completely understand. And this peace will control the way that you think and feel. We are dictated too much off of how we feel. And we make bad decisions when we do them out of our emotions. We make emotional decisions that we have to live with, and for God only knows how long. Let the peace of God control the way that you think and the way that you feel. Let the peace. Look here, if you ain't got peace, you're going to have a hard time controlling yourself. But let that peace that only God can give, that nobody can quite understand, let that peace control the way that you think and that you feel. You don't have to feel and think the way that the world does. Next place for me this morning, Colossians chapter 3. We're going to look at verses 12 through 17. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 17. What does this look like in modern day? Here's what it looks like. You could literally be up against the worst, awfulest thing that you've ever encountered in your whole life. That could be the thing that you face. And in that, there's a peace that God has for you. And everybody's looking at you and they're thinking, how is this person keeping it together? The peace of God that passes all understanding, that peace that nobody can understand, how you've got that peace. They don't know. They don't get it. Why? Because it's a God thing. God is not a natural God. He is a supernatural God. And he breathes supernatural things into our life when we open up ourselves to Him, when we go by what His Word declares over us, when we get on board and we get in line with the Word, when we agree with what God has to say about us. You know how many people will not agree with what God has to say? Well, I know God said that I'm a victorious person, but really I'm the worst person ever. Well, you keep telling yourself that, and guess what you'll be? The worst person ever. You keep telling yourself you're defeated, and guess what you're going to be? Defeated. You keep telling yourself you can never get off of drugs. Guess what you'll do? You'll always be on drugs. You keep telling yourself that you don't have enough, and guess what you'll never be able to do? Help somebody else. A lot of this stuff is what we're telling ourselves. And in the middle of telling ourselves some things, we need to say, God, I want your peace. So Colossians chapter 3, verse 12, God loves you and has chosen you as his own special people. God chose you. He chose you. How many of you ever had the experience of being in elementary school and they were playing kickball or some type of sport and they used to let all the kids pick and you never got picked till last? That was always me. Always. And there's so many people that they feel that is the story of their life. I never got picked for anything. I was always rejected by everything and everybody and everything. God chose you. He chose you as his own special people. So be gentle, kind, humble, meek, and patient. Put up with each other. Oh, my gosh, this sounds like a Thanksgiving revelation. I'm going to read this to all of y'all who have got an issue sitting from Sally soon. You can't stand her. Don't tell me things aren't in the Word, because they are. You just got to be smart enough to pull them out. Put up with each other. Darn it. Put up with each other and forgive anyone who does you wrong, just as Christ has forgiven you. Verse 14, I love it. It's beautiful. Love is more important than anything else. Love is more important than anything else. Are people going to get on your nerves? Yes, they are. That's a given. That's a guarantee. I guarantee you. This week, somebody is going to get on your last nerve. I tell my kids. Now, Mama is running off of her very last nerve. Are you sure you want to get up on it? They usually back down. No, we don't want to get on the last one. It's still early. Love is more important than anything else. Here's why. It ties everything completely together. Love does that. Nothing else can do that. Each one of you is part of the body of Christ, and you were chosen to live together in peace. I want to talk to everybody this morning, and you have arguments in your head. You literally pick arguments in your head with other people, and you sit there and you argue with people in your head. I want to talk to that person. The other day, Monica, it might have been this morning, I'm not sure, but I literally popped an argument with somebody in my head, and I was arguing with them, and God said, why are you doing this? Well, I'm just getting prepared for that argument. Well, no. No. Each one of you is part of the body of Christ, and you were chosen to live together in peace. Once again, we're talking about peace. So let the peace that comes from Christ control your thoughts. Here we are again, the second place this morning in the Word of God that tells you to let the peace that God gave you control how you think. You can't do that if you don't have peace. If you don't have peace, you need to get you some. How do you get peace? You get in His presence till all the gunk falls off of you. And it has to go. Why? Because it's a promise of God. At the name of Jesus, every single knee has got to bow down. All of your anxiety, it has to come off in His presence. All of the depression, and yes, depression. I can preach about depression because I struggle with it. That depression, it has to go. It has to bow down at His name. That's why I don't like when people take God's name in vain. But get in His presence till all you feel is the peace that calls that calls your name and says, hey, go with my program. Let all of that stuff fall off. All of the idols that you've got in your life. Let that peace that nobody could possibly understand. Let that peace come in and rule how you think. Let it rule how you think. Let it dictate how you think. Pray about things until you have a peace about them. And then once you get a peace about them, begin to thank God for them. I'm going to say that one more time. I'm trying to teach you this morning. Pray about something until you've gotten that peace about it. And once you've gotten that peace, shift that prayer into thanking Him that it's complete. I prayed over somebody a couple days ago, and I had prayed for them at the beginning of one of their health issues, and they had a lump on their chest, and they said, please pray. And they were very concerned. And it's been about 2 or 3 months, and I was speaking to their loved one, and they were sitting there, and they said, this place is almost gone. And I said, I want to pray. And I put my hand on his chest, and I said, better is the end of a thing than the beginning. There's times where you've been going through something, and you've been going through it, and you're asking God, Lord, how long? Better is the end of a thing. There's times, Angel, when I get in the middle of something, and I'm getting worn out because I'm doing the fighting. And I begin to pray this prayer. Father, I know you will not be one moment late. God, your word says that better is the end of a thing than the beginning. God, I declare over my life, and I get on board and I get online with what your word says. God, I'm going to hang in there with you till the end is right where I'm at. God, thank you for the end. And you stand on that. And you live off of that. And you declare it over your life. It doesn't matter how you feel about something. It matters what the reality of it is. We are very dictated off of our feelings. And I'm asking you to not be that way. If you're going to go off of any feelings, it needs to be, let the peace control how the feeling is. Well, I can't control how I feel. Yes, you can. How do you do that? I have to do it with myself all the time. Miranda said, how are you, Pastor Kelly? I said, we're all good. Me and all my personalities. We're all good. But Jill had to wake up this morning and say, look, you and 15 others, we're all going to behave today. Now, if you can't laugh in church, you need to lighten up. Because life is very serious. And it's your life. It's your life. Love is more important than anything because it ties everything completely together. Each one of you is part of the body of Christ, and you were chosen to live together in peace. So let the peace that comes from Christ control your thoughts and be grateful. And be grateful. Let the peace control your thoughts and be grateful. Let the message about Christ completely fill your lives while you use all your wisdom to teach and instruct each other with thankful hearts. Sing psalms, hymns, and other spiritual songs to God. You know how many times people come up in here and praise and worship and they're so burdened down by life, they can't even sing or lift their hands. What does the word tell us? That's at that point, it becomes a sacrifice of praise. You're not going to go off of how you feel and keep your hands there and not praise God. No, you'd do better to just put your hands up and say, God, I surrender. Have your way. Change my attitude. Change my situation. Change everything that needs changing. But God, correct me. Direct me. Guide me. Show me. With thankful hearts. Whatever you say or do should be done in the name of the Lord Jesus as you give thanks to God the Father because of Him. Psalms chapter 100, We're going to look at verses 1 through 5. And Bub, you can come down here and get that going for me, sweetheart. I want to just tell you the hardest job in the place on a service is working the sound booth. It is not an easy job. It is extremely difficult. I would rather preach any day than do that job. And I'm thankful for the men back there, and they do it, and they do it with a spirit of excellence, and I'm grateful. Amen. Yes. I have known this one right here since he was a baby. Bub, how old are you, hon? 22. He is one of the sweetest young men that I know. He really is. And Nana, you should be extremely proud. Psalms chapter 100. Shout praises to the Lord, everyone on this earth. Be joyful and sing as you come in to worship the Lord. You know the Lord is God. He created us, and we belong to Him. See, sometimes the breakdown between the believer and the Lord is the fact that we don't acknowledge, I belong to somebody. I belong to God. A lot of people want to go rogue and do their own thing, and going rogue don't work well. You can't make it long without God. We are His people, the sheep in His pasture. Be thankful and praise the Lord as you enter His temple. Another translation says, enter His gates with thanksgiving and His courts with praise. How do you approach God? Thankfully. How do you get in His presence? With thanksgiving. How do you enter in His courts? With praise. The Lord is good. His love and faithfulness will last forever. I like to do this. A lot of pastors would not do this because you can't control what people are going to get up here and say. And I've had some really weird experiences where people get up here and they say some weird things that are just strange. But I like for life to be exciting. Okay? There's a lot of people. I'm going to open this up. If you're thankful about whatever it is, you got about 60 seconds or less, okay? I'm not being pushy, but we all see how many people are in here. You can't get up here and stay for 5 minutes. But very quickly, are you grateful? Are you thankful? Do you see what God has done? Do you see all the times just laced in your life? There He was. We're about to enter into, it can either be a chaotic season for you or it can be a blessing season for you. And you get to choose what you want to live with. And it's really all how you look at it. If you look at your life and you say, I'm blessed, I've got things going my way, God has been faithful, then you're going to be blessed and all of those things. But if you're looking at your life and you're thinking nothing's great, guess what? It's how you look at your life. But if you're thankful this morning, I'm going to open this up. And Miss Kimber, I want you to do it first. There used to be a time where I couldn't get this kid to get up here on the stage, and if she sang and you messed up, she would be very upset and she'd cry about it. There's been a lot of growth. Your life is all about growth. It's not about perfection. It's never about perfection. It's always about growing. I was just wanting to see if I could get away with picking on you, and I kid, you passed the test.
I just want to thank God for putting me in this church and giving me all these people that love me. And